Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and every single week we try to pack in as much home improvement information as we possibly can in the time that we have with you. And certainly, you can always visit the other areas of Today's Homeowner to find out other information. Today'sHomeowner.com is available. Also, think about Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and if you'd like to send me a message through Twitter, it's at Danny Lipford. A lot of different ways. Also, our new brand new podcast. Go to today'shomeowner.com/podcast. And thanks so much for everybody signing up. We had about 1,000 people sign up last week, and encourage you to do the same this week. That way, no matter where you are and what time you have a few minutes to listen to a little home improvement information, you can get it on our podcast. Right now, we want to go to Washington State and see if we can help Joe with a little flooring question. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I understand you're getting kind of a difference of opinions around there. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are. We're new homeowners, and we're slowly doing renovations depending on what videos we watch and what we hear from you as we do our two-hour walk around the lake every Sunday up here in Bellingham, Washington.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We're glad to help you any way we can. So what are the flooring guys telling you here?
Okay, one guy tells us we can get this done in one day. The floor comes up, my four guys come in, they lay the new floor down, and everything is done. The second team of guys say it's going to take 5 days. They come in the first day, the floor comes up, they level the floor, it takes 3 days to dry, and then they put the new floor down. But isn't it one big continuous floor instead of putting breaks in between, like, the kitchen and the living room and the kitchen and the hallway?
What type of flooring do you have there now? Do you have several different types, or is it all pretty much the same now?
No, we do have several different types. The living room and the hallways, the office are carpeting. We have laminate in the kitchen, and I just want to get this right. It is a one-time deal.
So I wonder how the first gentleman knows that there's differences or, differences in levels from one to the other, because it sounds like the carpet and the laminate's going to take up, is going to be less in height, but still it does seem like it would be on the same plane, if you will. So I'm not real sure why he anticipates there being different levels.
You know, I'm not sure either, but before we were homeowners, before we started listening to your podcasts, I don't think I owned two screwdrivers. However, I can't mess this up. This is a special, special something for my wife who has busted her buns. She has got the top number 7 cookbook on the planet in Mediterranean cooking called The Weeknight Mediterranean Kitchen. She doesn't ask for anything. She said, honey, if this hits top 10, can I please get a new floor? Well, of course you can. And now it's sitting at number 7. So I can't mess this up. This is a celebration of success for my amazing wife. And if this is done right, I am in big with her. Otherwise, I'm sleeping on the couch.
That's great. Great. Thank you, man. We admire you for doing that. And certainly is a great addition to the home and an upgrade in the home. But I'll tell you what I would do just to be safe on that. I would grab a pair of pliers and I would go over to the areas where your carpet meets the laminate in the kitchen. And I would grab that edge of that carpet and I would pull it up just to see what the transition's like there. Because if you see that taking the carpet up and taking the laminate up equals a nice smooth floor, then you're in pretty good shape. But usually, laminate is very forgiving, and generally you're able to put a slight pad under it, a very, very thin padding under it, more for noise reduction than anything else, but also helps a little bit in transitions that you may have. But I would think the worst case scenario, once all of the flooring is up, is maybe just a little bit of floor patch. And I'm talking about 1 hour and about an hour's worth of drying time. Then you could proceed in putting the other floor down. So I'm not sure, of course, there's unseen circumstances, but I'm not sure that the first gentleman, seemed like he might be anticipating a little too much. Joe, you deal with a lot of flooring. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So, Joe, I'm not sure why there would be such a difference that it would matter from one room to the next. And it's always hard for Danny and I to contradict a contractor who's been there and looked at the job, and we haven't, but assuming that there's not any transition problems, you could certainly put this floor in. The only other thing I'd suggest is Pergo has been around for many years. They're the premium brand of that type of floating floor. I would just call their customer service number and ask them. Just, you could also go to their website and you can send them an email and type in your question and you should hear back from them. But on that page, you'll also see a customer service number that you can call them. And I would explain the situation because I'm sure they've dealt with it in the past and they would probably give you the best advice.
Gotcha. We'll do that. And you have also given us the best advice in the past. We just want to get this right. We're only going to do it once.
Well, I don't blame you for being cautious, and certainly it's a great idea to do your homework like you're doing. And also, you might even be the husband of the year here before the end of this thing's over with. That's pretty good with what you're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am easily the most blessed hubby on the planet. My amazing, talented wife doesn't ask for anything. Unfortunately, I had an accident about a month ago, and I'm not going to be swinging a hammer anytime soon, but I'm going to get this right, and thanks to you, all this is going to happen.
Happy to help.
Hey, we're always glad to help you any way we can, Joe. Go for it, my friend. Do what you know that's the right thing to do and make it hard on all the other husbands in America. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.